Israeli and Lebanese soldiers fired on each other today during a clash along the border. As Ben Gilbert reports, it's the first deadly military incident between the two countries in 4 years.
The report started coming in about an exchange of fire between Israeli and Lebanese troops on the border just after 12 noon local time. Lebanese TV showed burning fields in southern Lebanon, an Israeli helicopter firing at least four rockets. There are also reports that an Israeli tank fired on a Lebanese army position and that both sides fired artillery. Lebanese media reports say the fighting killed at least two Lebanese soldiers and a Lebanese journalist. The attack reportedly began when Lebanese soldiers on the border fired at Israeli soldiers attempting to cut down a tree. The Lebanese say the tree is in Lebanon. The Israelis claim the tree is in Israel. Similar incidents have taken place since Israel fought a month-long war with Hezbollah in the summer of 2006, but this is the most serious incident and the first in which soldiers from either side have been killed. The 2006 war was devastating. It left more than 1,000 Lebanese and more than 100 Israelis dead. Analysts in both countries have warned that another war would be even more devastating, but for now, the border appears to be pretty calm, and UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon have urged both sides to exercise maximum restraint after this border incident.
Reporter Ben Gilbert in Beirut.